more performers, and the first of these is someone who also came to that music party. In the midst of all that music, she read a great poem, and everybody loved it. I'm talking about Suzanne Owens. Give her a big welcome.
Thank you very much. This was a wonderful night. And I'm going to read two poems out of a book I've written about great actresses, famous, funky, and forgotten, and what they contributed to the theater and to the art of acting. I'm going to cheat and read what I read at the Old Manse because I'm so lazy. I haven't looked at anything. I haven't even read this one over. But the first one is won the prize in this book, first prize for rubber, cork, and whalebone. And the other one is called It. It is about Clara Bow, born in 1905 and died in 1965. And the production of It, 1927, made her a star. I'll read that and then later. And then this one is a little longer. It's about a woman called Lola Montez, but her real name was Maria Dolores Elisa Rosanna Gilbert. I love that name. It's so long and like a poem in itself. And she was a lecturer and one of the most seductive and mysterious of the females. She shocked audiences with her spider dance. And although she was imprisoned for disrupting the traditional ideals of proper decorum, she remained the darling of the stage. Right, and it was even breaking all the rules when she had retired and was living alone. I won't tell you what she did, but it was scandalous, according to the people then. I've sacrificed my life to passion. Now I live in Grass Valley at the end of my career. But once you were my fireman, threw your helmet on my stage and smothered me with flowers. You applauded when I did my spider dance on the preacher's front step. You rooted for my costume made of whalebone, pests with rubber legs and heads of cork. When I forced my way into gambling saloons forbidden to women, you cheered. I'd play 10 pins with any man willing enough to take me on. The miners didn't name the highest peak of the Sierras, Mount Lola, for nothing. I didn't call for you when the jail cell held me. Only my parrot screamed your name from my shoulder. My meteoric rise took a rapid decline. So I packed my costume, sailed to Australia with two greyhounds on a leash. I am notorious. I smoke cigars, write books to gentlemen on hints from the comet of sex and the art of scandal, but don't visit me here or I'll turn my bear loose on you. If you pretend fondness for wildness, chained to a stump in the front yard, stand a good safe distance to throw her food. That was then. And Clara Bow is modern, and many of you may have heard of it, of her. She's very famous. And this is called It. And she was called the It Girl because she had it. Luminaries like Pickford and Davis, collectors of no-bargain married studs as dull as tennis, kept their mouths and doors shut while their legs hung open for souvenirs. But I refused to play the virgin, so I was tabbed the slut. Not because I didn't know, but because I didn't care. Now, my friends, are those I knew before I paid taxes, before I realized my dream about flapping my feathers and my fling as the it girl, the flapper. Before the stars clipped my wings, I had it, then it got me. When you're a pariah without social prestige or a neighbor, you gotta act regular. I told dirty jokes with explicit gestures and squatted at the punchline to make it realistic. The guests snickered. I smoked, I drank, I refused to mute my common beginnings. High society grew as dizzy as a navel on a belly dancer when it looked down on the red beret of my low life. On my red sleeves, I wore my fame and candor. Well, I had to live with myself. Social climbers climbed, crumbled from their peaks of upper crust when they saw themselves in my gold high heels, my buckles, shockwaves of bare legs and lust. Although I preferred the friendship of children, who said I was as soft as a kitten, they were forbidden to visit the outcast, the girl who had everything. Party invitations shrank. Oh, no, we can't have her. We don't know what she'll do. She's from Brooklyn, you know. I was nobody's Galatia. I didn't want crystal chandeliers. All I needed, one candle. Now I pass sleepless nights playing poker and parcheesi with my cook, darts with my maid, and craps with my chauffeur. I was the shooter who lost the point against the future. Each moment snatched at forgetfulness, so each one failed to mature. But for the veneer, the love stick, the wick, the dong, and the loneliness, always loneliness, I am gone.
Thank you, Suzanne. And she's going to be featured here. It's a long time away. It's March 29th, but that date will come and she'll be featuring here. One more hand.